Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I'm Ebony, and I'm happy that you're here with me. Happy Thursday. I'm laughing at myself because I had two goofs already this evening. So like 10 minutes earlier, I was doing a Facebook Live, which I normally do, and I thought I was recording, but I wasn't. So it was not streaming at all. And I was confused when I first started because I didn't recall seeing like the numbers flash 3, 2, 1 on. So I didn't know if I was on. And so I said in the camera, I was like, oh, I don't even know if I'm on, but I'm just going to keep going anyways, just in case you guys are like staring at me waiting for something to cue me in, cause that's kind of awkward. So I basically talked for 10 minutes. And then when I was finished, I realized I didn't even press start. So I was not recording at all. And I felt so silly and went through the whole thing again live this time. So that was kind of funny. And then right now, when I pressed record, for some reason, again, like there was no countdown into the actual like we're recording. So I'm assuming that this is recording now. It's kind of strange what is happening. Anyways, speaking of kind of being in messy situations, that's kind of what I wanted to talk a little bit about, because I know last week we talked about how to be attractive and kind of really stepping into that power, stepping into that confidence. But you know what it takes really to be confident, to step into that power, to even pay attention to your feelings and examine the limiting beliefs. What does all that take? It takes courage. It takes radical courage. I was reminded of how valuable and how liberating courage can be. When I was in class and the students had an assignment. We've just finished a unit on the history of music videos. And so they had to create their own music video, basically taking a song and just creating their own visual narrative of that song. And it did have to incorporate some dancing because we did study some like 80s dances, even though they didn't have to do 80s dances, but they need to do some dancing. And I was so pleasantly surprised by the things that these high school students, they're mostly seniors, came up with. They were really good music videos, and they were just like lip syncing and dancing and acting. And I thought, wow, this, you know, there are a lot of students, and I did have a few in each of those two periods that did not do anything, just didn't do a music video, because they didn't have the courage to get up there and just kind of let go and be silly, just have fun, because they're so concerned with, oh, what are people going to think? And it was so funny because when we were watching some of the music videos, particularly in the other class yesterday in a different period, when as we were watching a music video, right? The group members would have their heads down, like buried in their hands, like, oh no, my gosh. And I said, why are you guys so embarrassed? This is great. This is wonderful, right? But we always get caught up in this idea that people are laughing at us, people are making fun of us. But as I'm watching, and as the other students are watching them with, you know, confidence, lip syncing and dancing and enjoying themselves. It's like the people who didn't do a music video, they are wishing that they had that type of confidence, right? Have you ever seen someone in a car next to you or maybe behind you and they're just like singing and dancing their hearts out behind the wheel and they're not concerned at all about what someone might be thinking about them? They're just so liberated. They are just, that's like pure courage right there to just let loose and emote with music. It's beautiful. And that's the type of courage that you really need to step into your confidence. I think the first step of confidence is really courage. Once you have the courage to step into your power, the confidence emerges. And then when you start exuding that confidence, then that's when things begin to attract to you at a higher vibration. So I was thinking about this notion of confidence as I was live streaming today, and as I'm recording this video, and I feel so blessed that I have learned how to step into my courage, that I've learned how to let go of my perception of what other people might be thinking and just do it. Just do the thing. I was sharing in my Facebook group today, when I first started a podcast, I had absolutely no clue what the heck I was doing. And my first podcast episode sounds really crappy because the audio quality is, you know, poor, and it was just bad. But my guest was absolutely fabulous, and we had a good time. And I didn't even, like, I did care that, and that's why I ended up, I said, I have to get a better mic, and I have to, you know, but that's part of the process. You step into that courage, and you do it knowing that it's not going to be perfect the first time, that it's probably going to suck the first time, and that's the whole point in the process, is growth, because if you start out perfect the whole time, then where can you go from there? And I just would like to encourage you all to remember that there is such thing as a draft, right? Like in writing, there are drafts. And the first draft is not expected to be perfect, unless, unfortunately, you're doing like a timed essay deal, which I think is where most of that like idea of perfectionism really paralyzes students when they're writing, is like this idea that, oh my gosh, this is a time test, a timed essay test, I have to get it perfect the first time. Okay, that's only in those particular situations, right? But even those tests, if you're grading like those AP essays, I mean, those the graders know that you're not going to get everything perfect the first time. They're just looking for a few key things that you hit, right? So if we understand, if we really hold on to this wonderful truth that there is a such thing as drafts, and that you don't need to be perfect on the first draft, and that you have space to change, to rearrange, to edit, to do whatever until it gets to the point where you feel that it is finished or complete or good, then that's really all that matters. The underlying belief beneath this idea that everything needs to be perfect the first time is I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Once you understand that, and once you question that and challenge that, is it true I'm not good enough? Absolutely not. It's not true that you're not good enough. And I was talking about this in my Facebook group today. I love Byron Katie. I always end up talking to her, it seems like, with guests. But Byron Katie has this process called the work, where you challenge your limiting beliefs or any thought that's bringing you down, stressing you out. You ask, is it true? Can you absolutely be certain it's true? I think the third question is like, who would you be without the thought? That to me is the most powerful question right there. Who would you be without the thought? So this thought that I'm not good enough, this belief that I'm not good enough, what if you never had that thought? at all? Who would you be without the thought? When I answer that question, when I think about that and really feel it in my body, who would I be if I never had the thought? I would be completely courageous and confident. I wouldn't second guess myself over, I wouldn't overthink. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be concerned about what others think. I would just have a good time. When you understand that it's that just the thought that's holding you captive, the thought that's keeping you paralyzed, the thought that's limiting the possibilities, it gives you a completely different perspective on where you are in your life and what you're trying to accomplish and how you can accomplish it. It's this thought that's holding you back. So can you let go of the thought? That's the question. And that's a process. It's not something you're going to do in like 5 minutes and, oh, my problem is gone, because this idea that you are not good enough was years in the making. And you're not going to get rid of that in 5 minutes. But it's an ongoing thing where every time that comes up, you challenge it. Is that true? Who would I be without the thought? Well, I would feel this way. I'd be this person. Okay, can you step into that right now? Just try it. Just step into that person that you would be without the thought for at least 20 seconds and see what it feels like. Okay, that was great. Now see if you can do it the next day for maybe 40 seconds. Or, you know, it's a very slow process. So let's step into our courage. Let's understand the limiting belief behind the idea of perfectionism, the idea of overthinking, and let's embrace drafts, because that is what life is all about. We are not born like the final perfect product of our life. We are a work in progress. So yes, let that encourage your heart. Let that encourage your heart. Thank you so much for joining me. And before I go, I want to mention my 5-day energy cleanse, which will be taking place in April, around the third week of April. I will have specific dates for you very soon. And I'm super excited, because today I have heard from the last of my two guests that I have asked to participate in this 5-day energy cleanse. They will be our teachers. So I have today heard from Noelle Anderson. She is a music therapist, and you might have listened to her episode. She's going to teach us about the healing, how we can use music to heal. And I also heard from Jacqueline Steele, who I've had on the podcast, and she is a coach and she has her own podcast. I can't think of the name of it, but it'll be in the show notes during the event. But she's going to teach us about how we can have emotional freedom. So that's the lineup. We have Noelle Anderson, Jacqueline Steele, Jeff Harry is going to teach us about how we can incorporate play into our lives to raise our vibration. We're going to into de-stress, and then we're going to hear from a psychotherapist, Bridget Gaspard, who is going to teach us how to become unstuck, to enlist our inner selves and help us to become unstuck in our lives. And then Nicole Starbuck, who is an intuitive and energy healer and coach, will be, she is going to be talking about embracing our intuition. So I am so excited about this. Oh my gosh. And here's another example of me just kind of letting go of the overthinking and diving in and just kind of, let's see where this goes, right? Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much for joining me. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. I'm on Facebook at Motivation to Write and at Motivation to Heal. And if you want to join my Facebook group, then please visit that page and request to join the group. I'd love to have you. The group is called Energy Heal. The page is called Energy Healing with Ebony, and the group is called Energy Healing with Ebony. And I'm also on, I think that's it, right? It's Instagram at Motivation to Write. I'm not sure if I mentioned that, but thank you so much. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.